Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to episode 14 of the Same Brain Podcast.
Roll that intro.
This is a special edition. Now roll that intro. So the Apple event just recently ended, and we're going to recap all of the things that they talked about. And man, I just can't stress enough how much I love my Apple Watch. So the fact that now we have an Apple Watch Series 6, a Series SE, and they still have the Apple Watch Series 3 as well.
Series 3?
Series 3. Yeah, they kept the Series 3, which is a lower cost, but it still has some of the features, like you can tell elevated heart rate, you can still do fitness things. But the reason that I feel like they kept that and then also announced the SE is the SE is a much cheaper version than the Series 6, but it still has some of the higher end features that the 6 also has as well.
I see. I must have missed that part where they were keeping 3, because I'm not going to lie, I was watching this while taking a shower at one point because I was like, I need to maximize my time. So I like had it on in the shower, was trying to watch it. But yeah, a lot of exciting announcements. And did you think there was going to be a phone announcement?
Basically, I knew that there wasn't going to be, but only because all of the rumors said that there wasn't, okay?
I see. I've been avoiding the rumors, so.
In my little intro to like my video when I was doing some reactions, I was like, I think we might see a phone today. We did not see a phone. But what we did see was as the camera was flying through Apple campus, we kept seeing Craig sort of like jump out of the way.
We did see Craig. I was like, watch out!
He's gonna get you. That was so great, because it was just kind of like, oh, they're going to go to, nope, just kidding.
It was pretty great. It's like, okay, Craig, and for today, you're just going to stand there. Just not, today's not your day. I was a little disappointed only because I really want the phone. I always just want the new phone. Do I need the new phone?
Honestly.
No. Do I want it?
What I really need other than the phone is I need to know how to schedule the rest of my next few months.
So yes, actually that too.
That is most important.
Like, oh, you know, not like we really have plans, but I would like to have a plan and just basically trying to schedule everything around, when is this iPhone gonna come out? But at least we know that the watch is coming on the 18th,
like Friday. This Friday, when they said that, I probably threw my arms up in excitement, which is not an uncommon thing, because normally these types of events, like it does come out several days later, but for some reason, because it felt so different because we were at home watching it, it didn't feel like it was gonna be that close.
Mine says it's not going to be delivered until the 25th. So I'm like hoping that maybe that's like a just kidding. Like maybe it'll come on Friday. I don't know. Either way, I'm like, that's still really, really soon.
I didn't realize that it was available like that quick either. So I started shooting a video, and as we were shooting, I was like, Tyler, oh my gosh, no, it's available right now. I gotta order it.
Gotta order it.
And then they have this thing. So the new, we're still working our way into the things, but one of the new watch bands that they came out was it called a single loop?
So there's the solo loop,
and then
we have the braided loop as well. And it was like, what size are you? Need to measure your wrist. So all I had was this like clunky.
You didn't do the, you don't have a printer, do you?
Don't have a printer. This is a millennial problem. I don't have a printer.
But they have a printer, like a paper that you print out and then you cut it out and then you can measure your wrist.
Did you print it out?
Yeah.
Oh.
What size did you think you were?
Well.
Which one did you say?
I said 5.
I'm a 5.
Let me see.
We're about the same.
It's similar. I mean, I used the very hard metal tape measure and I was like, what was yours? Mine was like 6 inches.
I don't know, because it didn't say what.
No.
No, because no. Yeah, now I'm just saying what you're saying.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think I ordered a size 5. And then I did a couple different orders. I'm not sure what's going to show up.
Well, at one point, because I wasn't sure which color I wanted, I added the gold and then I added the aluminum. And then I was like, wait, no, I don't want that. I want the silver with the pink braided loop. I had 3 watches in my cart.
So which did you get?
A new iMac.
A new iMac?
I like went to check out. I was like, wait, I didn't want either one of these. I got the graphite with the Milanese loop, and then I added on the pink braided.
Don't you already have the loop? Milanese loop? Is it special? Is this new?
No, I don't have the black one. I have the gold, and I have the silver from the original. And so I figured, okay, this way I would have all the bands. I've never had one of the black watch faces before, so this is the first. They also discontinued the ceramic, which is very sad, but also these are very expensive.
We both have the ceramic. I completely forgot about that. We really do like it. It's just such a nice look. But yeah, basically what I bought my graphite one for, I could have purchased 2 for the price that the ceramic was. The ceramic was quite
it's nice.
Quite expensive, but yes, very, very nice.
But expensive. New $399 Apple Watch Series 6 offers a faster S6 chip for better performance and battery efficiency, a next generation always on altimeter, and most notably, a new blood oxygen sensor. So Apple, they're selling two new aluminum colors, a blue and product red, which is kind of cool. And they have a, I guess they were saying it's like an updated gold color, which kind of looked very similar to previous gold, but not the 24 karat. Do you remember the 24 karat gold iPhone?
Yes.
Or Apple Watch?
I do.
I
was crazy.
I took everything in my power to not buy it. Also,
do we know how much it cost?
It was a lot.
Like how much?
I don't remember. I can look it up.
I can't remember either.
Gold Apple Watch started at $10,000. Started at.
I mean, the ceramic was $1,500.
Okay, look how good that looks.
That looks really nice looking.
Okay, that looks nice.
So definitely excited about the blood oxygen monitoring, especially everything that's going on with COVID. I mean, you've been like taking your blood oxygen with that little thumb reader.
Oh, I was going to bring it over. So yeah, it's a little O2 ring sensor that you use. And I've been taking it almost every day, every other day, just mostly because it's like sometimes I'll feel a little bit out of breath and then I start getting a little concerned. I'm like, what's wrong? Is it allergies? I don't know. Is my blood oxygen okay? So mine usually does range between 96 and 99. Ooh. And I can definitely tell a difference like after I've worked out or things like that. But this is now something that is inside of the new Apple Watch and it has an all new back sensor, which is pretty cool because it's going to be able to tell you your O2 levels. But now with the new sleep tracking in watchOS 7, while you're sleeping, you can wear this and that'll be able to keep tracking as well.
Oh, that is interesting. I am excited about the sleep thing because I just feel exhausted all of the time. And I'm like, am I sleeping well? I cannot be sleeping well. Like something has to be just like, I have to be tossing and turning to wake up exhausted. So I'm very interested to see my sleep results.
They said that the brightness is 2 times brighter. Ooh. And the battery life is, it's been optimized. So you're going to get the same battery life on the previous gen, but this watch will also charge faster.
Well, which is going to be a good thing because if I'm sleeping in it, I'm going to have to charge it in the morning.
Yep.
Or we talked about this, remember? Because we were like, when does it charge? And I was like, So honestly, I feel like I'm going to go through my day. As soon as my rings are closed, do I even want my watch anymore? Well, like if it's like 7 p.m., I'll be like, okay, toss it on the charger an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours before I go to bed, sleep in it, repeat.
Or if you're sitting at your computer editing or something like that, you can put it on a charger.
True. It's always like, stand up. I'm like, I can't right now. I can't. But also interesting, they announced that they're not going to be shipping with a charger.
Yeah, it was actually also crazy how many, I think it was like how many cars or something that they said that they're the would equivalent of them do. I don't know. How many, I forget what the,
some type of statistic that was.
It was a really great
very,
statistic.
Very, very mind-blowing that we actually don't remember. But it was actually pretty crazy.
Like, I mean, if we don't include this charger, we could be eliminating this much waste, which is shocking. And honestly, I kind of get it.
But then it's also like, here you go, you can buy one.
Well, yeah, you can buy one.
You can buy one, but I mean, if this is like a first time, you know, Apple Watch purchaser, it's kind of like, well, here you go, now,
if you have Apple Watch, you probably have a charging brick for the iPhone.
Is it not giving you the cord or just the brick?
No, I think it's giving you the cable.
I thought they weren't even giving you the cable.
Have I misinformed myself?
Maybe. I just thought they weren't giving you anything.
I thought they weren't giving you the brick.
Oh, well, if they don't give you the brick, that would make sense. For some reason, I thought they weren't even giving you the cable, but that would be insane, right?
Right. You need the cable.
I punched you in the leg.
I did punch myself.
Yeah, you need the cable.
You punched me.
If you don't give me the brick, that's fine. I thought they weren't even giving you the cable.
Okay, well, now I am...
Oh my gosh, we don't even know.
So they have the Apple Watch Series 6 GPS. Wait, which one did I even buy? Now I don't even know what Apple, I have absolutely no idea what Apple Watch I bought at this point.
I have accidentally ordered two of the same exact watch and I can't cancel one because it says that one's not connected to my account. So now I don't know how to cancel it because it just keeps saying no, but I've been charged. Honestly, I'm not sure what happened. I got too excited.
In such a frenzy when I bought this that I almost bought a whole new computer by accident.
Just an absolute frenzy. I am excited about the elevation because whenever we do go hiking and we're, you know, traveling, we're like, what elevation are we in? It's hard to breathe. And
always on altimeter.
Altimeter. I love a good always on altimeter. It's just really, really going to be nice. I wonder what our elevation is right now.
I like that the new Solo Loops are really cool. So they have the new silicone, which is really neat. And then they have the new leather one, which looks really awesome. It has like a magnetic little thing. So it just kind of goes,
scared me.
It's like, it's a magnetic. There's no buckles
really cool.
or anything.
I'm curious to see how the Solo Loops are going to be. Like, is it flexible?
Yeah.
Stretchy?
It looks stretchy.
It's got to be stretchy because think about how do you put it over your fat hand?
I don't know.
You don't either.
You stretch it.
Like Gumby.
So I like the new blue color. Oh. The red is actually really cool too.
I wore blue today in honor of the blue.
Really sweet of you. So I'm definitely excited about all of the new Apple Watch features. They also are going to be giving you later this year. So right now they do measure the VO2 max and will tell you if you're elevated, but they don't have one if it's too low. So that is something that will be coming out later this year, which is also very, very cool.
I think it's interesting what they're doing for the family versions of like the Apple Watches with kids. I think that's incredible.
So this is really interesting. Not only is there now the three different versions that you can get, but they have the SE version, which I feel like is obviously less expensive, and that might be something that you would want to get for a kid, but they have family plans.
So it's cool because like even if you like if your kids don't have a phone, because let's be honest, I mean, I'm kind of against like small children having phones. The internet's scary, but they can have this watch and you can still be able to like talk to them, and I don't want to say track them, but track them and like be able to see their location. And I just think it's really, really interesting, and I think it's cool.
And each one of those accounts will have their own separate Apple
ID. Their own number too, right?
They'll have their own number. They can still do messages, and there are privacy options in there. So it's not like, you know, mom's going to be reading all of your messages or something like that. But they do have, I'm getting a phone call on my wrist.
While you answer that, the family setup also has school time mode, which sets up do not disturb on kids' watches with restricted interaction and a special watch face.
Pretty cool.
Oh my gosh.
I just really like the thought also of they, obviously, sometimes people in families, maybe someone has an Android phone in the family. Like, you know, hey, you want an Apple Watch too? You can now have one because I can connect it to my phone. So you do need to normally have an iPhone to connect to it. But so I really like this feature of this. And I feel like since now people are spending so much more time at home, being able to kind of include the kids, because I know kids always would want an Apple Watch.
Yeah, and I feel like that's probably a little bit more affordable than buying them like a brand new iPhone. So it's like a good alternative. And it's obviously going to be limiting their internet interactions as well.
That's true. And the parent can also set up restricted access to contacts. So if you only want them to be able to text mom or dad or grandma or whatever, you can set up that so that they'll be able to, you know, not be texting everybody in the world.
That's very, very smart.
Let's go through and listen to what other people were excited about. These were some voice messages left on our anchor.fm/samebrain. We've got one from Michael Josh here.
Hey guys, wish circumstances were different and we were all in Cupertino together geeking out about the event. Instead, I'll leave you this voice message. The feature that I'm most excited about is that touch ID sensor on the new iPad Air. I'm hoping the feature comes to the iPhone 12 so that we can unlock our phones even if we have masks on.
That's what I said to myself when I was in the shower.
Wish that. I mean, I tweeted, I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, this is great. There's a touch ID in the new iPad Air. The iPad Air now comes in 5 colors.
It looks really nice.
Did you see that?
And it also works with the keyboard, the latest.
Yep, the smart keyboard.
I almost called it magic keyboard. There was something magical about it. The Touch ID, I saw that and I was like, I'm shook. It's like old technology that we all know and we love, obviously probably upgraded, but we need it more than ever.
It has the same security as the previous Touch ID, so it's very, very similar and very secure as well. I just do wish that would just come to the next iPhone. Like, it has to happen.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, just put it on the side.
It's great.
Put it on the side. I know.
Love that feature on the Surface. I love it on all the Samsung devices.
It's like, so nice.
Super convenient.
It's like, that's where my thumb is. Like, just unlock my phone as well.
I also like on the Pixels where it was like right in the back on the, like on the, sort of like, it would be right where like the Apple logo
is. Oh, yeah, true. I think I still like the side.
I do too. No, side. Side.
Because it's like, if they could do it where the power button is, I can't imagine Apple would ever do that, but.
No, right here.
No.
Yeah, power
right,
button.
Right there, right where that power button is. Just give the power button a purpose other than the power.
But then what
would they do for cases? Just leave it empty?
Yeah, probably just leave it empty.
Nakey. I'm very excited about that and just hoping that it comes to the new iPhone.
Can you believe that the Apple Watch is going to be here, like, Friday?
Yours might be.
Mine might be.
Mine's, I might have 7 showing up. I have no idea.
I might have a new iMac showing up by accident.
I'll take it. How about this? I'll give you my accidental watch and I'll take the iMac. Okay. That's a great deal.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, we have another here from William.
Definitely what got me most excited about the Apple event today is the new colors for the iPad Air. The blue is just looks crazy, like the best color Apple's ever made. And also iOS 14 being available tomorrow is pretty hype as well.
tomorrow. They said that, I go, I'm shook.
It's like, I feel like I already knew that because it's usually what happens after these events, but I was still weird. So surprised.
The times I know. Are weird. It just felt like shocking. I thought it wasn't going to be available for like a couple weeks, but also because we're not getting the new iPhone. Yeah. I feel like it's usually when the new iPhone comes out, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that almost the iPhone isn't coming out yet because—
Take that back.
Take that back. I want to focus on making a really good Apple Watch video, and usually we're making Apple Watch iPhone at the same time.
True.
And
you're right.
A lot of content.
I have just been notified on my Apple Watch that 1.8 miles away a person was assaulted.
Oh my God, mine's 1.7 away.
What? We're not point. Ah! Oh! Another great feature of the Apple Watch and the Citizen app. Notifications, man, crazy.
Okay, let's listen to one more here.
Okay, I will get my reviews ready on the Apple.
Bench Fiddler, hello, hi. Hi from over here.
Hi, Justin and Jenna, this is Ben. I'm from France. I watched the Apple keynotes today and I'm very excited about Touch ID on the power button.
Yes.
I don't plan to buy a new iPad for now, but I do want an iPhone 12 and I hope it will have it. I work in a hospital and I wear a face mask continuously and I use my iPhone very often for work, so this would be very nice. Bye-bye. Love you guys. Thank you for this very fun podcast. I hope you continue this for a long time.
Thank you. He's my favorite. We always play Animal Crossing together when I was obsessed with Animal Crossing. Gosh. Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I can't imagine. Yeah, like working in a hospital and just having like you don't want to be touching your face to take your mask off. So every time having like Touch ID.
Yeah, it's going to be really helpful. So I think that.
I meant my face ID. You know what I mean. Face ID, but also typing in your PIN every time.
For sure.
Yeah, it's upsetting. You don't want to take off your password.
No, you never do that. Do not.
Okay, I have a review on our Apple podcast reviews. This says, this podcast activates my prefrontal cortex and frontal lobe.
Wow.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Your podcast is super cool to listen, and whenever I am bike riding or bored, I just listen to your podcast. Yeah. And Justine, I watch your channel. I love your content, and I love the technology that you love.
Wow.
We love a good technology.
Wow.
Lover.
We do. We always appreciate you guys leaving us some reviews. And we also now have an Instagram account where Jenna has been actually managing that, where she's choosing a review.
I have been?
Wait, I have
not. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait a minute, then who has been? She's choosing a review and then the image from our podcast for each episode. So go check those out. And maybe Jenna will leave a screenshot of one of your reviews on the Apple podcast. And also, again, you guys can leave us voice messages. Okay, I really want to get into iPad. I want to get into all of this stuff, but
we have still so much to talk about.
So much.
A lot announced today.
The Fitness Plus. This goes very hand in hand with the Apple Watch. And this is awesome. And this is going to be rivaling like things like Peloton, because the Peloton Digital was $12.99 a month. This is $9.99 a month. If you wanted to get Peloton with the subscription plus the like treadmill or bike, it's like $39.99. So
that's a lot.
I'm not sure where I'm going with that, but this is sort of a Peloton, I think, digital rival
So here's also my thing, like I can see that, yes, but at the same time it's like you're still able to do what, like bike classes and tread classes, so in a way I feel like it could also kind of go hand in hand, but back to the why would you pay for two subscriptions.
Exactly.
But also Peloton recently announced that they have the Apple Watch integration with their bike plus, right?
Yeah, but why don't they have it with the treadmill is what I don't understand.
I don't know.
It upsets me a lot. So it's escaping me at this point, but the Peloton digital app started working with the iPhone so that you'd be able to bring in all of your heart rate data. Because before I would do all of the Peloton running classes and I would have to wear a separate heart rate monitor to then sync to the watch sync to the phone to actually track it was annoying. Mm-hmm. So now that does sync with the Apple Watch is really cool.
And I think mine still doesn't for some reason.
I should get that looked at.
My Apple Watch hasn't been connected to my phone in a long time because it just decided one day that I also think I've been. Yeah, I also don't have cellular connected anymore.
You know what? I don't either.
It's a personal problem.
Something happened.
It just was like one day, no. But yeah, for some reason, I was never connected. So anytime I was on the Peloton or going to do your tread or the bike, I would just start a run or I would just start an indoor cycle.
Well, yeah, but now it doesn't connect though, like on the actual, it only connects on the phone when you're doing a class on the phone, not on the Peloton when you're on the device. Which sucks.
Oh.
Yes. So like this, when I do Peloton runs right now, I'm doing the class on Peloton, it's tracking there, and I'm tracking this as a separate run.
I think that what we need to do is we need to get on the family plan, the Apple One. What do we get if we get Apple One?
I'm
jumping ahead.
Okay, but we didn't finish talking about the fitness.
But that's a part of it.
It is. Okay, tell us about Family One, Jen.
All right,
Apple One.
Apple One.
So this is kind of like a bundle package.
It is a bundle. Okay, so we have the individual, $14.95 a month. You get the music, Apple TV, arcade, as well as iCloud, 50 gigs.
Yep.
$14.95 a month. Family plan. $19.95 a month. You can save $8 if you share with up to 5 people. That gives you Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, iCloud, 200 gigs. Upgrade. The Premier. We still haven't gotten a pop filter. $29.95. You get the Music, TV, Arcade, iCloud, up to 2 terabytes, Apple News Plus, and the Fitness Plus coming late 2020, which is soon.
That's a deal. We could share it with 5 people.
I think right now I pay $10 a month just for extra storage.
I don't even know because I also buy Music, TV, Arcade, iCloud, News.
You buy the News? TV.
Yeah.
Really? Do you ever read it?
No.
My
news mostly comes from Twitter or like something that I want to search for. But although I will say that sometimes the notifications do pop up and I click them, but I don't actively go in.
Maybe
and read
I
it.
Pay for the news because I get the notifications.
Well, you'll still get notifications, but I think there's the news bundle. There's a News Plus or something like that.
I actually, I think I'm still getting the free Apple TV from when I bought my phone last year. So didn't you get a year?
I think
free?
So. Yeah.
Oh my God. I've been leeching and mooching off of Apple.
You bought a $1,200 phone. You're fine.
It was $1,500.
Oh my God.
Okay. Anyway, I will say though, I've actually never once paid for Apple Music. So once I get a little bundle action, I'm going to be a member.
Then you can finally use your HomePod.
Oh, hello, celebrate good times. Come on. I use my HomePod to have, it turns on my lights.
I know we've talked about it.
I wish it had a screen. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. When are we going to get HomePod news?
Okay,
too soon. All right, back too soon. To
I'm upset.
Fitness. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead.
So Fitness
if we get,
Plus.
If we get the Premier, we can have Fitness Plus. This is going to be great.
Fitness Plus, $9.99 a month. They have a ton of different workouts from the world's best trainers. So you can watch this on your iPhone, your iPad, your Apple TV. It all syncs with your Apple Watch. I mean, the interface looks really cool.
So it does look cool.
You can choose a workout and you can watch it wherever you want. There's classes like yoga, cycling, dance, strength, core, HIIT, rowing, and many more workouts. I'm going to take some dance classes.
Dude, oh
my
gosh.
I'm going to be like, woo, woo. Now watch me. Now woo.
I mean, okay. I will not be here for that. But
the quality of them looks really good. Like this studio looks so awesome.
I know.
So here's a look at the app. It's basically built into the health app, and I mean, it looks pretty cool. So they have a bunch of different trainers. My favorite thing about a lot of these things, like even on Peloton, is like finding your favorite trainer, and sometimes that takes a while. So like for me, like I have like my favorite tread trainer. And do you have a favorite?
Jess Sims. She's great. She was the strength, but now she's doing bike boot camp.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Wilpers usually was doing a lot of tread workouts, but now he's doing a ton of bike ones. I'm always so jealous. I'm like, do more running classes.
Well, please. I mean, I have the bike. You can just come use it.
Okay, I'll come over to do his classes.
It'll be great. It'll be fun.
So it says that the service will be refreshed with new workouts every single week, and you'll be able to choose custom music while you do your workout, which is cool because I feel like a lot of times, sometimes like the music that these people choose,
it's
not that great. So a lot of times, even on Peloton, I will choose a workout
based on the music.
Based on the music. Yep. I'm like, all right, 90s rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, classic rock. All right, cool.
There was one, it was like all Whitney Houston. I was like, absolutely, I'm going to get pumped up for this. So
I did an all Billy Joel ride.
No way.
Cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was a run, but whatever.
Yeah, it's all the same. I like to, so if you purchase an Apple Watch Series 3 or later, you will get a free 3-month trial. You have to purchase it from Apple. 3 months, although for some reason, when they announced the fitness thing, I was just thinking it was going to be free. I was like, oh, free.
But
I don't know why.
People on Twitter were thinking that as well. But then if you think about the amount of money that's going to go into the technology
trainers.
To make this happen, trainers, the production, the studio, all of that, that's a huge cost.
I get it. But for some reason, I was just like, oh, I don't know why. I was just like, oh, free.
No.
It'll be free once I'm on your Premier plan.
Oh! I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
You like
the Premier plan. All right, so next up, I know you guys have been dying to hear more about the iPad. The iPad is amazing, first of all, especially now, because I feel like people are using these iPads very, very differently. People are using them, obviously, to do conference calls, to do more work, and kids, this is now their tool to the outside world, especially with school.
Yeah, I mean, there's other devices, computers, surfaces, all those things, but the yes. iPad is just one of those very easily accessible things. And the fact that now they did update the iPad Air and then also their 8th gen series iPad. So first let's go over the 8th gen iPad. So this has an A12 chip. It does have Apple Pencil and smart keyboard support.
There we go. You love to see it.
I know. I love the Apple Pencil. And then with iOS 14 and iPadOS, you'll be able to have the scribble feature, which, you know, when I first used this during the early beta, like it worked pretty well. So I'm excited to try it out now because you can do so many different things with like all of the smart gestures, and you can copy your handwriting and then paste it into an email and it turns it into text.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I liked when the shapes, it's like if you draw like a circle, it'll like make it like a very accurate circle, not like your like scribble circle. I was like, ooh, that's cool.
The smart shapes is.
Smart shapes. That's what it's yes, called. That's what it's called.
It's really great. They showed a bunch of, I guess, like different sort of scenarios of how this has been updated. The iPad 8 has a 40% faster CPU and a 2x jump.
Oh my, that's a lot.
It's double the speed for graphic performance, which is really great. So it has an A14 that includes an Apple Neural Engine, which will help with search, photos, Siri, AR, and also just kind of overall just really making this iPad so much better. So where things are really exciting though is the new iPad Air.
Oh, it's so cute.
5 colors. What color is your favorite?
I mean, I like the blue. I just love the color blue. I'm wearing the blue. I told you to represent all of the new things that Apple announced today.
So they have the space gray, silver, rose gold, green, and sky blue. Obviously, the rose gold is my favorite. Mm-hmm. It is a 10.9-inch liquid retina display. It is 6.1 millimeters thin, and it weighs about a pound.
Oh, thin boy or girl.
Also made from 100% recyclable aluminum. I had to say it slow because I can't.
Recyclable.
Recyclable.
Recyclable. I yep. gotta scoot over.
12 megapixel camera, which is same as the iPad Pro, and it also has the new Touch ID sensor in the top button. And when they announced that this was USB-C compatible, I was shook. I think I kicked my chair over.
You kicked it?
Well, I stood up and then I just threw it. It was like, you know, for a dramatic effect.
I understand. Well, so most of the iPads now, though, that have been released recently are USB-C, correct?
The iPad Pro.
Just the iPad Pro?
The iPad Pro.
Jenna's. I can't keep up with the timeline, but that is pretty exciting. It's just like giving us hope of the iPhone.
Exactly.
iPhone.
So it does have the new Touch ID, like I said. It has 4K monitor output, which is great. It has a brand new A14 Bionic chip, 40% faster CPU, 30% graphic increase, 16 core neural engine,
Neural.
They did a demo. Did you see the DJ demo?
I did. That was incredible. Did you think of me? No, I thought of our dog who's a DJ.
Yeah.
I didn't think of you, unfortunately. I'm so sorry.
Think of me.
I thought of Maddie doing his little paw movements above the DJ. I was like, that's cool.
It's pretty neat. But yeah, that's really cool. I definitely want to test that out. I think Adobe also announced Illustrator for iPad.
Oh, cool.
Which is honestly really revolutionary because Illustrator is what most illustrators do use for doing all kinds of vector graphics and stuff like that. And it's one of my favorite programs. Like I honestly, when I was in school, like Illustrator was my favorite. Like I would do all kinds of like technical designs. It was my favorite. So I'm glad to see that now coming to the iPad to be able to just, I don't know, increase productivity. And I love the Adobe platform. I love the Adobe suite of products.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that it wasn't there before.
Right?
Hey, better late than never, right?
They're here and they are ready.
Also, iPad OS coming out tomorrow.
Or today, depending on when you're listening to this.
That is true.
It's coming out on the 16th of September.
That is tomorrow.
2020.
That's insane. But also, like, so the iPad OS update's making things, like, more compact and less, like, invasive. So if you're getting, like, a phone call or if you're FaceTiming, you know what, Justine?
What?
I am excited for picture-in-picture.
Me too.
Because I'm always watching some type of content. And then like, even today I was watching the Apple event on my phone and then I was like trying to take notes. But when I swiped away, it went away. So then I had it up on my TV, but then there was like a lag in between both of them. And I'm like, ooh, this is very, very frustrating. So obviously that I'm going to assume that feature is also coming to the iPad. So picture-in-picture, just such a great feature.
It really is great. I mean, the fact that, you know, we're going to be getting that all tomorrow or today or whatever.
Tonight.
Maybe tonight.
Tonight we update. We update.
Oh my God. Turn on your automatic updates. Plug in your phone. Don't plug in your phone. Put it on a charger. Whatever you kids do nowadays.
I wireless charge. I love a good wireless
plug
charge.
Plug in your iPad.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
Although I will say when you're like a millimeter or like a centimeter off from the wireless charger. And I woke up this morning, my phone, it was like 7%. I made a mistake.
Where the Nomad Base Station Pro comes into play.
I don't have one.
It's really cool. Oh. So I did do a review on this. It's a Nomad Base Station and Nomad makes all kinds of really cool accessories. But with this, you can charge up 3 devices. Ooh. And there's no like specific placement. Like you can just throw it on the pad no matter where it is, it will
just
charge
your
device.
Throw it on the pad, no. Oh, that is really cool. I watched your video. It was great.
The company that's behind that is called, oh my God, I kept, when I was doing my review, I kept calling it Aria, like the hotel in Vegas. But yeah, so they, Aira is the company that is doing the tech inside of this, and it's really fascinating what they're doing. So I'm very excited about the future of wireless charging and everything that they're doing to push that forward, and it's all Qi compatible. The Apple Watch is not Qi compatible charging, so that's annoying, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but like, well, I mean, you would need like a massive station to place it on. I mean, I
guess it could work.
Oh, for some reason, I was thinking the iPad. The iPad. I'm like, but how would that even be practical? Like, I mean, you could like...
With Aira technology, though, because they're able to make it super thin. And I think that their future plans of doing things is to integrate their technology into tables, into places.
I love it.
I know. I know.
Like, imagine... Like when you used to walk into a Starbucks and you could just place your phone down.
Oh, I would never.
Never. Think of all the slime.
Slime.
Ew.
Oh my God.
I am never leaving my house ever again. I live here. I'm never moving. And I'm never going to go to a gym because I won't need to now that I can work out from home.
Somebody was trying to sass me on Twitter as usual. You know how much I was paying for my Equinox membership, right?
Don't even get me started about this. You haven't been to that gym in like 3 years.
So I know. And I've had a membership for a very long time.
At least because, 3 years.
Well, yeah. No, I went for a while.
We checked your history of how many times you actually went in a year. I think maybe like 3.
Well, okay. But what I'm saying is this is $10 a month. Okay. Equinox gym is like, it was like $250.
At least $250.
What is, so hold on a second.
I'm so upset with you.
What is 250 times 12?
Okay, now times that by how long have you had your membership?
What is
10 years?
2010.
$30,000.
That's a ripoff.
$30,000 you've spent to not go to that gym.
Not even in shape.
You went in the beginning, which is fine. When we slept on the street for the iPhone 6, we went to the Equinox gym to shower. So... that might have been worth the $30,000 of your dollars because that shower felt so nice.
There's so many possibilities. And I think that, you know, the future of fitness and being able to track that and what the Apple Watch is doing. I know we were talking before, you were mentioning that Samsung has had O2 tracking before. There's so many companies that have that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do love about Apple is they don't just jump on the bandwagon to do the thing. They jump on when they're ready.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to be working because you don't want to be scaring people with, you know, alarming them with like these low O2 levels and they don't know what that means. So there's also an education process that goes along with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like most people aren't going to be like, what's an O2? Like, what does this mean for me?
Actually, the last time I took like my, ECG?
Mm-hmm.
It was a really long time ago. I think when I first got the watch, I actually forgot it was even a feature.
I do.
I think anytime I get like a heart palpitation, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll check it. Even though that's literally not what you're supposed to do at all. Because it's
it does not detect heart attacks.
It does not detect heart attacks. And I'm like, hey, am I having a heart attack? And it's like, no, you're fine. But I always I feel like I would probably actually use the blood oxygen more so than the heart. But I guess if I had like a heart thing that I needed to like track, I'd probably use it more. I forgot.
But See, it's sort of like a passive thing. Like if you were having some issues with your heart, like if your heart was too low or too high for whatever it should be, that's when the alerts come in handy. Jenna is now taking her ECG, so she cannot speak for 30 seconds. She now has 25 seconds left of her ECG. I am alone here now. I have got to really carry this conversation because Jenna has 60. You know how long 30 seconds is when you're really counting? Like it's really freaking long, man. Oh boy, it's a good day in the neighborhood. Jenna has 7 seconds left on her ECG. Oh God, hurry up. I need a friend.
2 seconds. One. Sinus rhythm, 61 beats per minute average. This ECG does not show signs of atrial fibrillation.
Dude, well then I gotta take, oh my God, give her a freaking round of applause. Jenna is so...
We out here.
We out here. Okay, now I'm gonna take mine, okay?
This time Friday, I can be checking on someone else's watch, or I potentially am gonna have two watches because it's really hard to tell. Oh, we now have iJustine, everybody. She is 21 seconds into checking her ECG. She's laughing, which might you know, mess up her reading a little bit. We aren't sure. I have a feeling she's gonna have a sinus rhythm with a 59 beats per minute heart. Let's see. That is if she even has a heart. Does she? We don't know, people.
Stupid soul. Oh my God. Okay. I was laughing throughout this whole thing.
Did it tell you?
I have a 68 beat.
68
sinus rhythm.
Sinus this rhythm is the rhythm of the night. Oh.
New Apple Watch faces. We forgot to talk about that. I'm so sorry. I plan on making notes to make this very organized, but you should expect you definitely expect less from me, please, because let's be real.
And I didn't.
So they have some new Apple Watch faces. They have a Memoji Apple Watch face. Did you see that?
I did. It was really cool.
Really cool. But like, here's the thing. I am so set on my Apple Watch face. I love it. The thing that I'm going to replace here is the walkie-talkie. I'm going to replace the O2. I never use it.
I was so excited about walkie-talkie, and then I forgot all about it. Does yours even work?
No, I turned it off because...
It's invasive.
Well, it was fine, but anytime we're shooting... Yeah. Like, my friends would know, and then they would just start bugging me. And I'm like, you guys got to stop it. But the walkie-talkie feature is pretty cool.
I'm going to see if Farouk is available.
Okay.
I forgot.
Oh my God, Farouk. Oh my God, Sean. Let's see if Sean's available.
We had so much fun.
We did.
Did they even mention it in this?
Well, no, because it's not a new thing.
Yeah, but they mentioned a lot of things that weren't new. They literally made fun of themselves in a segment.
They did.
Like, you love to see it. You forgot to mention what's in your hand, Justine.
Oh my God, an Apple Pencil. So... There's an Apple Pencil in my hand. So this, to me, okay, other than using it for my iPad, this is like my fidget spinner.
Well, I was just going to say that you can use your Apple Pencil with the new iPads and stuff as
well. Did we not say that?
No.
Okay, so you can use the new Apple Pencil with the iPad Air and the iPad 8 Gen. I thought that I said that.
No.
But I love the Apple Pencil not only for the iPad, but this Apple Pencil... I mean, I basically have it all day long. Like, it's just there.
It's really nice. Well, I've never owned one before.
This is the new Apple Pencil. And
does it work on my phone?
That's a question that you asked. But no, it does not.
Well.
That is something that we have wanted.
You're kidding me. Okay, she's not kidding.
It's a serious. I think, though, that the iPhone 12, Jenna's trying to write on her phone. It doesn't work.
What if I...
No, it still doesn't work. The Apple Pencil also makes a really good hair tie. Let me show you. Let me demonstrate.
So I can't use it on my phone?
No.
Why?
Because it's a different technology. Okay, look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing.
I'm a little upset.
You're fine.
And you know what else I can't do?
You can't touch your...
I can't scroll on my MacBook.
Okay, how do you like my hair?
It could also be used as a weapon. It's pretty sharp.
That's true.
Oh, goodness gracious. Multifunctional, just don't use it on your phone. I like it. It has a good feel, so it's nice and smooth.
It
does.
I like that it has this side ridge because the previous one was very shiny and it would just slip and slide all over the place and it was completely like round.
How does it charge?
You just stick it
to
your iPad.
Can I rip this tip off?
Well, you can replace the tip. Oh, God, I should. Jenna, it's like Jenna's. Well, I guess you don't really have an iPad.
I don't have an iPad. The last time I bought an iPad is because we needed one to fly drones.
And then you just use mine whenever you need
it. I do. I just use your. I'm trying to like not have so much technology, even though I want all of the technology. I want every single color of the new iPad Air. They're so cute.
Yeah, it's
maybe
very,
I'll
very
get
exciting.
An iPad. I think I'm gonna. Maybe I'll get an iPad Air.
What color? You think you know the blue?
Oh, I don't know.
What if I get you a gift?
I don't need a gift.
What if I got you an iPad Air as a gift?
Why? Why would you do that?
I have no idea.
You don't need to do that.
Because I want you to have one.
I would just say, I mean, I was just contemplating buying my own.
Oh, yeah, but like, what if I got it for you like a gift?
I'll accept it.
All right, guys. All right. Thank you so much for watching or listening. We now have a YouTube channel if you've made it this far.
Yes, youtube.com/samebrain. We are also on Instagram as Same Brain Podcast. We are also on Twitter, which we have not activated yet, but we're on Twitter as Same Brain.
I've been adding it. I couldn't log in because I forgot the password.
Okay, we'll work on that. But we are basically all over the place. So we need... We need 4,000 watch hours to get our monetization on YouTube.
Oh, how many do we have now?
Last time I checked, we had 50.
50? Only 50? Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours. I mean, oh, I haven't made a YouTube channel in 10 years, but.
Oh, my gosh. Roberto Blake was one of our very early subscribers. I think he might have been like number 5.
Oh, my God. We should give him a plaque.
Thank you, Roberto. He's the best. Yay! 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 Oh, my God. We can give some shout outs to some of our loyal subscribers.
Oh, I've hit another button on the Rodecaster. Okay.
That's cool. It's cool. Are you cool for the summer? What was I trying to look at? I was trying to look at
our analytics. Listens. How many watch hours do we have? That's not... No, go to monetization.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take over.
Okay, Jenna, do it. 753 watch hours. Guys, we are on our way to 4,000.
Okay.
When we hit 4,000 watch hours, we are going to just... We're just gonna keep going.
We're so excited. We're gonna get there eventually. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here for this special edition of the podcast this week.
This does mean that there will not be one on Saturday.
We have too much to do. There's a watch coming out on Friday, so gonna be, just
watching it,
breathing in the oxygen, and then monitoring it on our new Apple Watch. Or I'm gonna be looking at yours because I don't know if mine's.
Oh my gosh! I hope there's a beta of the Fitness Plus app because I cannot. When wait does to that try come that. Out? Apple Fitness.
Oh, but I need to get fit now. I've been eating so many muffins.
It says notify me. Be the first to know.
I want to be the exact first person to know. I want a private text.
Late 2020. It's pretty late.
All right. Well, if you guys are still here, please don't forget that you can leave us a voice memo or voice message, anchor.fm/samebrain. Also, we have been reading our reviews on the Apple Podcast, so thank you so much. Go leave some reviews if you want. We appreciate all of your support, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.
Peace out.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful.